adjust your radio dial. You are tuned in to the Mark Order Podcast. Join the Mark Order.
So you know what that means. If Ryan's hosting, it is a hard cut of the music. He does not let it continue all the way through. It is me, Ryan of the Mark Order Podcast, joined, not as always, by my co-host, Joe. He is doing something, running from the grind tonight. Kate continues to run from the grind. So I am joined by special guest, Pluggo of Between Two Beards.
Pluggo? I ain't afraid of no grind. Listen, Joe. I'm just kidding. Thanks for having me. Well, I'm glad to be back, buddy. It's always a good time hanging out with you, talking some. Looks like Hangman Page got himself a dub here.
I mean, it would have been shocking if he didn't.
Right. He just takes a
straight loss before going into full gear. That would have been his pay-per-view. So for anyone who didn't see my post today, what Pluggo and I are going to do is what we do every time there's a 3-hour Dynamite / Collision. We will review the Dynamite portion as we do a watch along of Collision. We are that good. So as it flips over to Collision, we are just seeing, oh my god,
HBO sucks, dude.
Did you just have the same thing I had?
Yeah, so if you're watching on HBO Max, you have to click out of Dynamite and go to the Collision feed.
That's literally just what I'm doing. Right? That's the most absurd thing I've ever seen.
Joe looks pissed.
He does.
Yeah, so I was thinking about this the other day, Ryan. Like, and you're of the age, we're of the same age. I wish some of these streaming services would get better at, like, I miss remote jockeying. I miss, like, flipping through and going like, oh, I'm gonna flip to this, flip to that, boom. Like, I hate to have to like exit out of a stream, go into a new stream, exit out of a service, go into a new service.
They forget how fun the guide version is on a TV show when they put the show you're watching in the corner and you just have a guide scrolling through so you can see what else is on, but you're not missing a product.
Oh yeah, I missed that.
Hey SJ in the chat. Yeah, I'm with you. I miss that. Well, turns out I'm starting to miss cable.
Right, exactly. And you're spending just as much for everything else.
And it's more convenient. At least cable was just everything in one spot.
Well, and I watch a lot of college football. So like Disney Plus, for instance, like you guys need to figure out a channel guide because there's 14 games on and I have to exit each stream, go into it. It's like, I just want to be able to go flip through them faster so I can catch more stuff. But first world problems, I guess.
Yeah, we could still bitch about it, though. We're allowed. Right now, Hangman is talking smack to Joe.
He said, you don't have Shabbat. It's going to be me and you in a cage alone because I just sent him out packing.
Joe has a very good angry face.
Yeah, Joe's killing it.
Oh, Hangman bringing up his past violence in a steel cage.
I burned a motherfucker's house down, son. I ain't scared of you, Joe.
I ain't scared of no ghost. Oh, he's shaking. Joe is shaking. He's so angry.
I thought he crushed it on commentary during this match. Like, he's just talking all that trash. He's such a good trash talker. Like, I don't think he gets enough credit because everybody talks about his in-ring, which of course you should. He's Samoa freaking Joe. But his trash talk is next level.
Yeah. Joe is one of the more natural talkers in the game. And I like the natural ones. I prefer guys who sound like they would on the street versus, yelling into the mic. SJ saying they posted a clip with Swerve on Twitter with barbed wire match with Hangman. That was a great match. I mean, that was Mm-hmm. Neither guy needed that match to make them, so I can't say the match made them, but it did something for them. It brought them to a new level, I guess. So we'll start our Dynamite review while Collision drags on. Well, really starts, just started.
Right.
Dynamite started what was that?
Do they play the Saturday nights all right for fighting, or do they have it dubbed over like Wednesday nights all right for fun?
Wait, before we continue, we have a Stokely. Ooh, Stokely angry.
Oh, yeah. Dick the Dragon Steamboat.
Hangman escaping the ankle lock like Eddie at WrestleMania. Yes, the removal of the always a good way to get out of an ankle lock. Just take off your shoe.
The dirty Dominic Mysterio, dude.
Yeah, and SJ, I did enjoy Blood and Guts. I think, if I remember, Between Two Beards, Pluggo did as well. It was one of...
I did enjoy myself. I was
worried.
I was in mid-sip. I enjoyed myself. I was also listening to Dax Harwood talk about... Thanks to Dax Harwood. I still remain firm in my stance that I would have loved that it just was the women's Blood and Guts match. The show overall was fantastic, but of course we fell immediately into which one was better, which devalues one immediately. But overall, I thought it was a super solid showing by everybody involved. I thought the women's one was better if we're going to do that, and they crushed it. So
I agree with you on that I would have liked to have at least the first one just been women's on their own. But I get also you're bringing in the two cage structure and the two rings. You're going to want to use it. You don't want to, you know, they should just bring three rings in and do World War III.
Is this the first time Penelope Ford hasn't come out in full gear in her sling since she got injured?
I think so.
She ready. She stays ready even with one arm.
I mean, it makes sense, though. Tonight's the night where she shouldn't have gear on because Bane is just dressed in her normal gear.
Yeah.
But she's not dressed in her anything fancy.
With that dude. What was that?
What did you hear? I didn't hear it.
Oh, no. She was just staring at the titles, but there was a guy staring at her. It was just a weird shot.
Do you blame him? Big G saying the women should have been main event. I agree. Only reason I can think you don't do women as main event, and this is me giving, and the real reason is they just never were going to do it. But if I'm giving them any bit the benefit of the doubt, it's that it's a lot of pressure for their first Blood and Guts. And sure, if it doesn't hit, you get a lot more backlash. I still think they should have been, but that's...
Dude, the dude
staring at me. Yeah.
That dude, and then they like close up. That dude is thirsty, bro. That dude is. What's up?
And here's, that's also just really awkward, though. Like, they're standing in front of you. Like, where are you supposed to look?
Yeah. Yeah. And then here's Ty J. I still say Tay J, man. Tay J, Ty J, tomato, tomato, dude.
I think TJ is better, but
yeah,
she says her name's Ty. So,
well, you'll always be Tay to me. That dude is creepy, dog.
Yes.
Now I can't help myself.
Every time I feel bad because I don't know if he's actually being that creepy. No,
of course not. But it's just he's the focal point of those shots right now, for sure.
Yeah, like they've They would have been better off putting that like in the center that you walk around so that the fans looking at you aren't the just the backdrop that you have.
The way it's shot makes it look like he's looking at him, but he's probably not. But he's definitely going to become a meme for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I might even make a meme out of it. You never know.
You never know. You know, while we're watching this, we can do this is where we do the crossover. I will speed ahead in Dynamite to go to a relevant section, which was Alex Windsor and Riho versus Timeless Love Bombs, which is Mina Shirakawa and Toni Storm.
Damn, the you skipped over the whole first hour, huh?
Well, we'll get back to it, but this is relevant. We're watching another women's match.
Yes, for sure.
The Timeless Love Bombs won me over by walking out with the entrance where they had the dance. And I love that Mina changed her gear to look old school, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, if you're going to be a tag team, do the tag team things.
100%. I was curious how long you think that they practiced said dance and how they came up with
it. A long time.
You know what I mean? Like, they just didn't think of it that day.
I mean, I say that it wasn't the most complicated of dances.
No, but I'm sure they worked on it and timed it out. Had to time it out, obviously, for entrance purposes, things like that. I do, like you said, I do love when tag teams, you know, kind of dress the part. Like, obviously, Marina and Megan here are not, but I think that they were thrown together because Penelope's injury. So, but yeah, no, I like the time. So I thought that match actually was fantastic. I really enjoyed the whole tag team match. Like, Riho and Windsor are really good together. Like, I had a good time.
Poor Anna Jay. She just fell off the barrier before she could set up the move. She had to get back on. Yeah, no, like AJ or Ty J is dressed. They're not the same, but they have the same colors.
Yeah, they're in the same vein.
Yeah. I am really starting to like, I always liked Mina and Tony together, but I'm starting to really dig them as a tag team. I liked the match tonight a lot.
Yeah.
I think it let Riho and Windsor show out, but, you know, Riho and I think Mina had some good segments. I think in general, Tony and Mina worked well with Riho, which I think when the people know how to work her, it makes her matches that much better.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you had, I think Windsor is very good, so she fit in perfectly. They won, Timeless Love Bombs won by Storm Zero, but that was kind of expected.
Yeah, but they did a great job of, like, playing up last week's Blood and Guts and being like, Windsor and Riho didn't have to go through that hell of a match that Mina and Tony did. They're still feeling the effects, so you were able to let them get some more offense, and at least I think we all expected Mina and Tony to win, but at least they made it competitive and used last week as a vehicle to go, these girls are a new tag team together, but, and you know, to how the level that we hold Tony Storm and Mina together, like, but they were able to win it or get close to winning it a few times. I don't know, that was a long way to say that I liked it.
Yeah. Big G's hoping either Mina and Tony win or Willow and Harley. My call from early on was Willow and Harley. Like, this is the tournament that makes them. Mm-hmm. But if Mina and Tony win, I understand it because it gives big names to the belts to start, like, to establish that they're important. Yeah.
You could go that route. But I think to be fair, Willow and Harley are big enough names. Like, Willow on her own, we've all been saying, deserves some gold.
No.
So I think you absolutely could go Willow and Harley, but I think it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world if it was the Timeless Love Bombs. That's a semifinal matchup, which is crazy.
That should be the finals. But right? In the finals, you're going to have the heel team versus the face team so that the crowd has,
I get it.
SJ's not even watching tonight, but she knows Omega's back. Omega is back.
He is back.
He hasn't wrestled yet, but he did make an appearance early on in the show. I haven't gotten there yet, even though I've skipped around a lot. I skip around. I mean, I've done one segment, and it was the Timeless Love Bombs and a good match against Riho. And
shit goes off the rails when Joe and Kate run from the grind, baby.
They do. Well, let's go to the star of the show. We had the demand walkout. Ricochet with the greatest chant in history, Fly Eagles Fly. I can't say he's wrong.
I was going to ask, how have you felt about your resident Eagles fan? That hoodie was sweet.
The hoodie's amazing, and I don't know how I feel. I guess I love that he's using the Eagles as a way to be a heel. Like, you know what? I know people hate Philly, so use it.
Yeah,
you know.
Especially in Boston.
Oh, well, they hate everything.
This is true.
It's like your show would have to dedicate an entire segment to Boston anger.
Hell yeah. I try. He's been keeping it pretty tame over the last few weeks, but I think it's because the Patriots have been so good. But I like Ricochet. I like what Ricochet has been doing because, like, he's been even more so, especially now that you have the Gates of Agony behind you, you can be even more of a, like, annoying asshat. Yes. Because you know, like, these dudes will beat you up. So he's really leaned into it, and I think it's been super fun. He absolutely got destroyed there by Bobby Lashley, though, to start us off.
Yeah, and I want to get into that, but I'm
that was something surprising.
Yes. First of all, though, Big G saying the Eagles are the new Kansas City Chiefs. How dare you? We haven't won enough to be the Kansas City Chiefs yet. Give me a couple more Super Bowls and okay.
The Kansas City Chiefs aren't even done being the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, they are 5-5, but anything is possible with those guys.
Yeah. So
all they got to do is get in, and they'll figure out a way.
I agree. But yeah, that was a nice knee by Tay or Ty. But yeah, Ricochet got basically destroyed by Lashley.
Yeah.
I will say there was a bit of a protection of Ricochet, which is they had Lashley jump him from behind.
Yeah.
Which is, it wasn't enough in my opinion, but at least it was something to be like, okay, it wasn't just a straight up match. Like, and Ricochet has entered that stage because of this type of heel that he is, that he can be destroyed and come back. And like, because he is that, Big G was talking about how the Eagles are hated. Agreed. But, Ricochet could get destroyed and come back next week because he's in the annoying heel. He's the heel that you hate because he talks shit and then hides behind his two big friends.
Yep.
Like, and those type of heels can take literally a squash loss and come back and be like, okay. So Lashley gets the winner, got the first match at the Casino Gauntlet, first entrance in the Casino Gauntlet match, and Lashley gets it. It is funny to watch that because when you think back to like Royal Rumble spots, you're like, oh, you want to be 30th in this one? It's like, no, I want to be one. Like, right. I got to.
And what's funny is there's still people that are confused by it. Like on the internet, you see them and you're just like, no, it's because it can end at any time. There's not a set number.
Well,
so
they need to do one. It doesn't have to be on a pay-per-view, but they need to do this on like a Dynamite or a Collision and have it end after one or two people.
Yep. Or what I've always wanted them to do, which they've never done it, and I don't understand why they don't do it, is why haven't you given me a backstage shot middle of this Casino Gauntlet with like 15 people waiting to get in? So at least you have the illusion that like this thing could go forever or it could end quickly. And then maybe some of those people in that shot don't get in the match at all. Right. Like make it feel like it's going to be either like this one spot is so crucial because Bobby Lashley, we haven't talked about him yet, but there's a real finger poke of doom scenario in play now that the number one and number two spots have been locked up.
Are you talking about the finger poke of doom that Big G's referencing in the chat?
Listen, yeah. See, right, I am a major proponent of finger pokes of doom in wrestling. I've been waiting for one for years.
All right, so let's. The finger poke of doom being proposed is Bobby, is Shelton or Bobby, whichever one. I'm assuming it's Shelton taking the bump for Bobby Lashley, and the reason being is that Speedball Mike Bailey versus Shelton Benjamin was a fantastic match. I really appreciate the layout of this. We're going to get to the Shelton one. So that's why, and I want to review the match. But
Marina Shafir just choked out. Is that Anna Jay?
Yeah, and then gave her a bunch of kisses.
She did.
Kiss her goodnight. That's sweet.
She said, you gone.
I mean, we knew, as much as I love Ty Jay, and I think they should hold the belt at some point, you knew the heel team was going to make it to the next round because they need them in the finals to have the heel versus babyface. Mm-hmm. That was a good match. I think Ty J showed up, and I appreciate that. So I want to talk about Shelton versus Bailey in the match, but let me go to the finger poke of doom scenario real quick. I actually never understood the hatred of the finger poke of doom. I'm going to be... hold on. Tony's talking.
your skulls as a pearl necklace.
Did she say with blood?
Yeah. She okay. said, absolutely said, John Moxley, when you see what we did to your little women, she will piss her, you will piss yourself with blood.
I'm going to ask this. Okay, yeah, never mind. I guess Megan Bain wears like a full body suit.
Yeah.
And the only reason I bring that up is I could see like the suit like folding. I was like, what is like at first I didn't realize that. I was like, what's going on with like her abs collapsing?
Oh yeah, she's got the tights on.
Yeah, which is fine. I had no problem with that. It just looked weird for a second. But no. So wait, the finals for the women's tournament aren't at full gear, right?
No. So what they announced it tonight on Dynamite that the winners of the match, there'll be a 4-way match at full gear with all of the semifinalist teams. So the Sisters of Sin, Megan and Marina, Tony and Mina, and I'm blanking on the fourth team. Oh my gosh, I feel bad. But
Willow and Harley.
Willow and Harley, yeah, which we just talked about. Oh my God, it's been such a long day. Well, they'll have a four corners tag match. The winner of that gets to pick the stipulation for their semifinal match. So
I think the tournament should have ended at full gear, but that's just me.
I'm not quite sure. Like, so the one team that wins, there's only going to be one stipulation in the semifinal match. Or you're going to put a stipulation on the other one. Like,
yeah, no, it just none of it made sense.
Yeah, that was a little bit of a weird call, I think.
What I was saying is that I think the finger poke of doom wasn't a big deal. I liked it. Everyone says, oh, it destroyed wrestling, but like it held logic within the wrestling world. He wasn't saying like wrestling is fake and this knocks you down. He was faking being hurt to get pinned by Hogan. Like I don't understand. I mean, getting back together the NWO, I could see people hating that because it felt played out, but like the actual finger poke, it's like he just took a dive. That's not a
Yeah, I think with WCW, I think it was because of all of the things that they were doing, because they did it a few times and they made a lot of really, really interesting decisions. So I think that was just like an icing on the cake thing. I think if you isolated it, like you said, and you look back at it, you go, it wasn't the worst thing they could have done in that scenario. But if the Hurt Syndicate is all about winning gold, it's not the Hurt Syndicate's way to do something like that because it's not cool. But if the idea was to bring in gold to the fold, that's the way to do it.
Yeah. Though I do think it might hurt Bob. I don't think the Hurt Syndicate could pull that off too well. Because their whole like they're not that kind of heel. Like they're not the clever heel. They're the we're gonna beat you up heel. But
yeah.
For I will sure. say I liked Mike Bailey versus Shelton Benjamin. I liked MVP established it early, and he something he said on commentary, and I loved it. And he goes, "I'll take the however many time All American wrestler over the black belt in what is he a black Taekwondo any day." And what I love by that is it established styles, and it established that both of them are exceptionally good at their martial art, and that is how someone so much smaller like Speedball can compete with someone like Shelton because he is highly trained. I just like when they do that.
Yeah.
That like, you know, instead of just being like, oh, it's like no, they're well, both.
Really yeah, good. That's what I. You can I can suspend my disbelief a lot, and in wrestling, and it only takes like that little thing where you go. Because, again, for the viewer that may be turning in for the first time, like, we know how good Speedball Mike Bailey is. We know how good Shelton Benjamin is. But maybe there's somebody going, I'm going to check this out. Why is this Speedball guy who looks half the size of Shelton Benjamin able to keep up with him? And you go, that's why. Because he has this background that Shelton doesn't have, and he's using that to help him be competitive. So I love that stuff, too. That stuff makes me, like, go, okay. I can buy into that from a storyline perspective, because you don't see that other combat sports, right? Wrestling's the only other combat sport where you get Hornswoggle versus the Great Khali. They don't do that in the UFC, right? They don't do
anymore.
Exactly. It's in divisions now. Boxing, you're in a division, you're in a weight class. So,
and we're almost trained to believe that, and it's the truth. I mean, I'd say it's not trained to believe, it's the truth, that the reason weight classes exist is because the best heavyweight fighter is going to beat the best featherweight fighter. Exactly. The featherweight fighter may be more technically sound, he may be, but there's just a reason that weight classes exist. Though the original UFC did help wrestling out a little bit, because you saw sometimes guys with better technical skill or could pull it out. But I agree with you. So Speedball wrestled with a series of like high flying moves and his kicks, his strikes, which were awesome, countered by Shelton's power and the occasional super athletic move from Shelton, which he always does. But it was a really good clash of styles. But I think commentary helped out a lot by just being like, hey, you know, both these guys. And then, listen, Speedball didn't win, but he didn't look bad.
Yeah. I wonder where they're going to fall in that gauntlet. You know, Speedball's going to be in that thing. You know, Kevin Knight will probably be in that thing. So I'm interested to see where they slot them. Like, you'll have Shelton, you'll have Bobby go 1 and 2. Who's going to be 3? Will it be a Speedball or a Kevin Knight? Oh, bang, bang, gang.
Bang, bang, bangity bang.
That's right. The juice is all about that money. I'm glad Juice is worried about his financial future.
I love Juice.
Dude, Juice WRLD is so good, dude. He's so good.
Also, when I hear like the Bang Bang Gang, truthfully, my head goes one of two places. There's How I Met Your Mother, bang, bang, bangity bang. I said a bang, bang, bangity bang, which I don't think you watch How I Met Your Mother, so you don't know that one.
I Met Your Mother is my favorite show.
Is it really?
It is. I watch it every day.
I didn't think you watched How I Met Your Mother.
I watch it literally every day.
So you know exactly what song I'm singing.
Yeah, yeah. It's what I fall asleep to, Ryan. Every night bang, when I know bang, it's like, bang, after bang. Wrestling. How I Met Your Mother usually
bang,
comes
bang,
on.
Bang, 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 any bang. I said a bang, 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 any bang. But then there's also from South Park, I'm gonna finger bang, bang you to my life. Girl.
That one I don't know as much.
That was sung by a bunch of 8-year-olds, so that's always fun. But those are two things I think of.
What's a double Jeopardy match? Oh, it says it right here. I'm looking it up because I missed it.
You have to ask him two questions.
Double Jeopardy match, the unified champion versus CML. I don't know what the stipulation is. But we're getting Okada, so that's always a good time. And Dorado, he's good too.
Yeah, we're getting a good match here. I'm glad to see Okada wrestling. They need to do more of that. So we had been through two matches. We did have an interview at some point with the Babes of Wrath, which is being delightful because they are just delightful. Mm-hmm. Big C thinks this Saturday is going to be legend. Wait for it. Dairy. And yes, apparently they are having many matches on Saturday, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, they're doing the tailgate brawl thing, which has seemed to have been kind of good for them. Like, it's been fun. They're putting matches on. They're doing a little different vibe. So, yeah, we'll have a pre-show. So who knows how long that show is going to go.
You know what? When you don't have I blanked on what I was going to say.
Uh-oh.
You don't have
You said a bang. bang, a bangity bang. Is that a bang, bang, bang?
The money, you might as well just keep doing it.
Yeah.
Is that a bang, 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 and you bang? A bang, 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 bang. So we had Babes of Wrath, who was delightful. All right, then we have, this is a segment leading into a match. We have the Young Bucks watching like an old film reel of their highlights in AEW, which was nice. But before they can talk to Renee, Don Callis rolls up and basically rushes them out of there for their match, which was Josh Alexander and the Young Bucks versus Skyflight, Dante Martin, Darius Martin, and Scorpio Sky. Glad that they haven't just put Scorpio Sky to the side again. Glad he's still actually showing up because he's awesome. This was a really good trios match. Trios matches are always tough for me to reiterate because it's just a bunch of all over the spots, especially when you have these six people. Though Alexander isn't really
a spot guy.
Doesn't really fit. Yeah, he's the technical guy and works out really well. But it was all over the place.
Yeah, I love Dante Martin though, so I always like I kind of have to recuse myself of not marking out because I think he's fantastic. But it was good to see Scorpio Sky in the mix. I haven't seen him in a while. But I also don't watch like Ring of Honor, and I do miss some collisions here and there.
Yeah, I mean, he's on Collision, but he isn't like all the time. And yeah, I do miss the occasional one too. But I'm glad he was there. It's kind of funny if you look at the two teams, Dante and Darius versus the Young Bucks, two like more high flying guys versus Scorpio and Alexander, two buffer bigger guys. It works out. But Jax Alexander and the Young Bucks win by submission with an ankle lock from Alexander on Dante Martin. After, like I said, what you would basically expect, you know, swantons and cool double team moves and flying in out of nowhere and all that fun stuff.
It was good to get a fun match out of it because that's not why we showed up for this segment, yeah. Right? There was the stuff afterwards. So
that might be the best thing I've heard in a long time. It was a good fun match, but it's not why we should.
Yeah, it's not why we were like, oh, the Don Callis family's out here, because there was business to attend to, as Don alluded to before the match. Basically asking the Bucks to make a decision before the match, and they hadn't made one.
Yeah.
So you knew some shit was going to go down. Yep. Plus, they teased the almighty Kenny Omega returning.
Well, so first of all, I do want to address two comments in chat. SJ, still not used to Josh Alexander being a bad guy. He fits well as a bad guy, though. He really does. Yeah.
As you said, he's a perfect little mercenary to their, like, you said there's a lot of spots going on in that match, and then he can just come in and just be the grit that just will snap your ankle off. Yeah, it's kind
of cool. And he also feels like a guy in AEW. There's been a few of them. I think actually Jay White was in this camp until he got hurt. Swerve had a little bit more of a run beforehand, but a couple of these people who come in, they wrestle regularly, but they're kind of on the outside. And then once they split off from the group or something, they have their big run. Like, I feel like he's going to have that. They've just been, you know, buying his time. And Big G believes that we wouldn't have Cobra Kai if not for How I Met Your Mother. You know what, Big G, I'm gonna agree with your conspiracy theory on that.
I mean, yeah, I could, you know.
Yeah, they reference
William Zach is the good guy.
Yeah. So post match, you get the Don Callis family in the ring, and he basically gives his ultimatum to the Bucks. Are you gonna join us? Are you gonna join us? Are you gonna join us? And this is, if you don't, well, you saw what happened to Kenny Omega.
Yeah. AEW is a dangerous place.
It is.
Like, if you're all,
what's going to happen?
Yeah, you're all by yourself. There's 47 members of my family.
So that was a nice little, like, join us or we hurt you. Enter Kenny Omega with his chair. He takes out Rocky Romero, Mark Davis, and then he got in the ring, started fighting Alexander. But as soon as they go to pull, then the Bucks move in to pull Kenny off, and then he gets hit by Alexander and goes down. Alexander gets him into the ankle lock, but then Callis pulls that off and says, no. This is the perfect time for you guys to prove your loyalty to me. Hurt Kenny Omega. And so they get in position for the, what are they calling? Are they calling it BTE trigger again, or what are they calling it? Yeah, I guess they're calling it BTE trigger now.
I called it the V trigger. I don't know why I did that, but I don't know what they're calling it now.
I think it's back to BTE trigger. but they look hesitant. They're not moving quickly. And then Jurassic Express's music hits, and Jungle Man has a shovel, and Luchasaurus has a vacuum cleaner, and they clean the ring. I loved that he had a vacuum cleaner. It's just absurd, and it was fine in the moment. I liked that Jurassic Express made the save because they're clearly not done with the Bucks or the young Cal, the Don Callis family. It also, so here's my issue. You're going to hear my issue here. And by the way, I haven't been really doing a good live watch along on the match on TV. It's been fantastic. It's just, we know Okada's winning, so it's not like.
Right.
But, and they've kind of, they're trying to negotiate away from this, so I see what they're doing. But my issue was, so the hint they're making is that the Bucks are going to turn face and they'll reunite with Kenny Omega against the Don Callis family. Great, grand, wonderful, amazing. Mm-hmm. They're still outnumbered like 30-1.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now you get the advantage of maybe having Jungle Man and Luchasaurus. That gives you five guys. And if Takeshita is on his way out of the Callis family, okay, that might pull one or two. Like, you're gonna have to, that's the one downside of the way the there's a couple downsides, but that's the big downside of the way the Don Callis family is situated. They have too many guys. They're always gonna outnumber whoever they're fighting.
Yeah, and I'm still a little confused as to why they.
Sorry. There was a little bit of a botch off the top rope. Mascarada came down and slipped on his. He was supposed to be a DDT on the apron, but he kind of slipped. He still kind of pulled it off, but it was on the uglier side. I don't mind botches, like, you know, whatever.
In those kind of matches, like, and that's the thing, like, it, you know. Matches shouldn't be perfect. Wrestling matches should, I mean, granted, you don't want unsafe, dangerous botches all the time, but in a gritty one-on-one competition, things are going to happen. I'm still kind of confused as to why the Young Bucks are even entertaining the Don Callis thing. Like, outside of the obvious, there's 20 of them and two of them, so they will get beaten up, but, like, you know, it's not like the Mark Briscoe situation where if he loses the match, he's in the family. They haven't put any kind of stipulation on that. I think this is just feather in Don Callis' cap type thing.
Well, let's talk about that while this match continues. What do you think? I don't like that stipulation. Part of me does, but a lot more of me hates it.
Yeah. You don't love the idea of Mark Briscoe joining the Don Callis family against his will?
I like it for like 3 weeks.
Right.
And then I'm like, how do you get out of it?
Yeah. So does that say to you that Mark has to win this thing?
But he shouldn't. Like, Kyle's not ready to lose yet.
Exactly. Yeah. But we're not ready for Don Callis or Don Callis family to add another member, especially Mark Briscoe. Because, you know, Mark Briscoe's over as hell right now, and I think they would probably come up with some fun stuff to do with him. But just because you're in the Don Callis family, does that mean you have to listen? Like, it's not like Okada listens.
Well, the only thing I'm wondering is, do we have? I tell you what, Dorado just did a I forget what kind of flip that's called, but he did a splash off the top, which Okada rolled out of the way, and 450? Dorado's. Yeah, was that a 450?
Yeah.
And the way he sold that fall where he landed right on his face, that's impressive.
Yeah. Oh, and then he just got his neck broken.
Yeah. But my thing is, I wonder if in the Fletcher match, Takeshita or Okada comes out, Big G, it's a no DQ match, so they can't be DQ'd or counted out. But my curiosity is if Takeshita or Okada comes out to help Fletcher, and then the other one theoretically comes out, and they end up costing Fletcher the match.
Maybe, yeah. You're in a tough spot with this one, because even so, Mark Briscoe can't. Real, I don't want to see him lose him. He gets these opportunities, and he loses most of them. But then, what do you do with Kyle? Does he go after Okada? Because Okada's been hanging around a little bit more. We're seeing a little bit more interaction with Okada and Fletcher as this story has kind of taken shape. So you know, that could be a place we go with Kyle. I mean, it's not like
that's where I thought of it. Tonight being like, that's why I said what that is like, they referenced Dikeshta with Fletcher. And I'm wondering if that's, like I said, if there's, you know, Dikeshta goes out to help, Okada goes out to help. And then because he hates Dikeshta, it devolves into a thing. That thing devolves into another thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I don't know. That's just my thoughts. Dorado's putting up a hell of a fight here. I will say that.
And the Big G said the C2 starts next week as well. Yeah, so there's a spot for him there. He could win the C2. I know I had Kyle Fletcher winning the C2 last year. That was my pick last year. But
I'll C2 it.
You're so funny. You're so punny, Ryan.
I can't
tell if Dorado is fired up or not. He's got that mask on, but he's doing the like. Like, are you mad? Are you
good? We need the facial expressions for fired up.
Yeah, dude. Come on.
So we have the Death Riders, Claudio Castagnoli and John Moxley versus Orange Cassidy and Roderick Strong. And I'll be honest with you, pretty much throughout the match, I was wondering why it was a Orange Cassidy and Roderick Strong.
Yeah.
I figured out the answer to that in the end. When they when we'll get there when Kyle O'Reilly runs out, I guess they were like, hey, you know, we want to have his big moment, which I'm very happy for. This was, listen, ooh, all four wrestlers are
that looked ugly.
Oh. Yeah. This has not been the cleanest match.
No. Anyway.
But then
O'Reilly comes out. Yeah.
So, well, you have a great match. I mean, the four guys in it are awesome. There's yeah. Every one of them. It is can kill it. You had, I like that they referenced, the singles match between, Orange Cassidy and Claudio quite a few times. To basically be like, this is how Claudio beat him in the singles. It's like, I like that stuff. There's some continuity there.
Yeah.
And Don Callis talking trash right now because Okada won as expected.
Yeah, getting the middle finger by the crowd. Always a good time. That ankle lock that Kyle O'Reilly has been applying onto John Moxley must be the most deadly ankle lock in the business, the way Moxley limped out of that arena tonight.
Yes.
I like it too. It shows it, a fired up Kyle O'Reilly is hard to mess with. Like it's always good.
Well,
and then him, he wants Moxley no holds barred, man. No holds barred.
You had the match. Yeah, you had the match. It ended up. And you had the match, and it ended up with the conglomeration losing because of Yuta, as expected. The conglomeration starts to beat up on the Death Riders start to beat up on the conglomeration. Kyle O'Reilly runs out, saves the day, gives a fired up speech. He wants Mox and no holds barred. Yeah. Looks like they're trying to do something with O'Reilly, and I'm not complaining about it.
Callis is talking about Takeshita. Okada's not happy.
Yeah, he's.
Oh, they're going to be Hechicero, Okada, and Takeshita for the CML Trios titles at the Brawl. Okay, I was like, what are you doing there? Well, that ain't going to end well.
Okada does not look happy.
No, he goes, you bitch. Well, he's probably thinking it, you bitch. Maybe Okada leaves the family. It's like, bro, I don't like this guy.
Maybe, but I don't think they're. I think he's working better as heel, and I think the people want to cheer for Dikeshta.
Oh, for sure. I'm just saying. I got to throw some other stuff out there. Ryan, gotta live it up. Gotta go crazy sometimes.
What if they all leave the Don Callis family?
They just all left him. They all line up and do a finisher train on the Callises.
Sky Blue's dead eyes right here are amazing.
Credit to her for going this route, by the way. She's absolutely killed it in this darker side of her when she was... I don't want to say it in a negative sense, and I don't want to be like, I don't want it to sound wrong because I like Sky Blue, but it was that gimmick she had when she first started in AEW. We've seen it, right? This, she stands out. She looks like a million bucks doing this, and she's killing it. Oh, and then
her eyes have come alive a little bit now, but at first her eyes were dead, and it was very funny. Well, how toxic can you get? Tell me.
You know, if they went at full gear and they get to pick the stipulation, why can't they just say the stipulation is 3-on-2? We want Tekla in the match.
That actually be really funny.
There you go. Like, why wouldn't you do that?
Yeah, we want to have the unfair advantage.
Yeah. It's main event time. Now that it's made event time, we got to talk about Kyle O'Reilly challenging John Moxley, breaking that ankle.
I'm thrilled that they're having him, do all that. That's awesome. Let him be. I'm glad he's not getting lost in the shuffle.
We didn't get Moxley accepting it though. He did look like he wanted to fight him, but he's been. They pulled him back a little bit. It is kind of a cool way to go for Mox in the sense that, so what do we do now after Blood and Guts? We've kind of done the Darby thing to the ground, and it's like this is a fresh new, opponent for Moxley. Kyle O'Reilly. That's cool. I'm in on it. I'm all in on it. Kyle sold me a ticket tonight, so, I'm ready. Hopefully Mox accepts. I would assume he might say something here before the show ends, maybe. But I assume it's just going to happen.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm just going to assume it because there's no other TV until Saturday unless
I think the idea is that Mox can't say no to that.
Right. And what happens, if Mox loses again, he's got to get he's got to get his win back. He can't be a chicken shit about it. He's got to go for it. So.
Yeah, I agree. We did have one other match. It was Hangman Adam Page versus Katsuyori Shibata in a back and forth angry match. Joe was on commentary and he was very angry. But we started our show at the end of this match, which was Hangman winning by buckshot. Solid expected outcome.
Yep.
I mean, overall, the Dynamite portion of this had nothing surprising, but it was good.
I think if we looked back on 2025, we wouldn't go, that was one of the best Dynamites of the year. But from top to bottom, it just was solid. Matches were good. They made a lot of sense. There was a lot of good build for Saturday, a lot of good build for other things. So I had a great time with it. I thought that was a really smooth two-hour watch. I actually looked up at the clock at one point and was like, oh, shit, I got to come downstairs so I can get ready for this. It's almost 10 o'clock. Yeah.
I love a smooth, when you're not – there's two good times – sometimes you look at your clock and you're like, it's only 8:40 and it's negative. And then sometimes you look at sometimes that's positive because you're like, oh man, they've squeezed so much into 40 minutes. And then this was one of those nights where you're like, you look at your clock and you're like, oh, it's 9:30, but nothing's happened. Or if this case is, I've been really entertained and it's 9:30, time has just flown.
Yeah. Oh, it was good stuff. I like Joe being just fired up and I hope it's obviously not going to happen at Full Gear. It won't happen because that's not how steel cage matches work. But I would love to see it just Hangman and just Joe.
Frustrating thing of all of it that's just not how
we know that's not going to happen. But I would love to just see them go one on one and absolutely slug it out and let us, we haven't forgotten, but give us a vintage Samoa Joe match. He doesn't have to win because we know it's too early to take it off of Hangman, but just give us that, remind us that you are a badass and you don't need Hobbs and you don't need Shibata as much as we love the Ops, but you don't need those guys to go toe to toe with one of the best. and just, I want to see that. I want to see that this weekend when I'm watching Full Gear.
I agree. It's the one annoying thing in all of wrestling with their heels that, for rare exception, most of them turn chicken shit as soon as they turn heel.
Yeah. Like, Mox was cool for a while. Like, the Death Riders weren't chicken shit heels for a long time. And then all of a sudden, they were like, we're going to run away from everything.
Jesus Christ, the size of the guys carrying her belts.
Dude, those dudes are jacked. The farm system in AEW is eating good here, man. They got a heavyweight division right there.
Dear God. It's like me and you walking out with the belts.
Yeah, if I take my shirt off, I look exactly like those dudes. If not, I have a few more abs. I like the yellow and orange gear, though. I like the color scheme for Mercedes here tonight. Looking like some candy corn. I like candy corn. Do you like candy corn, Ryan?
I don't dislike it. I don't like it. It's...
The cardigan sweater guy in the front row has been vibing all night.
What else? Like, I don't think I ever want to sit hard cam front row.
No?
I think there's just too much judgment on what you do there all night. You know, there's just too much, like you said, he's been vibing and that's great, but there's a lot of people who just, it's your turn to look like a fool, and I don't need to look like a fool.
Then don't look like a fool. All right. So is Mercedes Moné going to capture another championship here?
Well, it's more just unifying it, right?
Yeah, I guess you're right, because she's the interim, yeah. I forgot about that. I forgot about that weird decision to make her the interim Ring of Honor TV champion. Yeah,
I wish they would.
But, you know, Mercedes, if Mercedes wins it, she's just going to hold both of them. Oh, Asian Joe is not running from the grind. He's hanging out. He says, you look like a fool.
Fooling the daily already. How dare you, Joe? How dare you? Hey, and yes, I do.
Joe's a Nebraska Cornhuskers fan, dude. Come on. Love you, Joe. Miss you, Joe.
Yeah, he's living. He's running from the grind.
I have it. This is my fourth show this week already, and I have more to
come. How's this four? What have you done?
Well, I did two post shows for Love Wrestling. I did the last Cena Raw's final MSG show. Then I did Gold Rush because I was feeling bold. And then we did the Ope JPJ, and I did the Ope Three Way podcast earlier today, which will come out tomorrow. And then you asked me to do this. And then tomorrow we got Phil Lindsay on Beards talking here. And then Friday, I'm hanging out with the Kicking Out podcast guys predicting Full Gear. And then Saturday, Four Exposures back after a hiatus. And then I'm doing the main event mixer on Saturday. And then I have potentially something lined up Saturday night.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, I don't know what happened. I don't know how it happened. I didn't write any of this stuff down. And all
That's
of a sudden,
too many shows.
I looked up at the calendar and I just went, oh shit.
Plus, didn't you do some of Boris's 40?
I did do some of Boris's 40-hour stream. So I have streamed every day this week since Saturday. Because I did a Saturday night stream with Boris and then I hung out with him Sunday morning for a little bit too. Whoops. But yeah. I look at it like this, Ryan. Sometimes, like, there are weeks where I don't have anything going on. So if I have one jam-packed week and then next week I probably won't have as much.
Yeah, so. That's kind of how it works. But it's still a very jam-packed week.
I don't know what I was thinking. I have a tough time telling people no, I guess. But no, I like doing it. I like talking wrestling. I like hanging out with you guys. But yeah, I don't run from the grind, Asian Joe. I wish you were here, buddy. I miss talking to you about soups. We used to be able to come on and talk about soup.
I wish you were here.
It is soup season.
It is soup season. But isn't every season soup season?
No. I'm one of those that cold weather is soup season. I'm not sitting there on the 4th of July putting down a clam chowder. You know what I mean?
My dad would disagree with you.
That's fair.
He is every day of the year is soup season for him.
Oh, yeah? Listen, you know, that's me. Like, I get into the soups now. Soups and hot teas. Salator, of course she's going to get involved. Why would she not get involved? Oh, Red Velvet pulling the eddy.
Didn't work, though. Good kick to the head. I don't know how Boris stayed awake for 40 straight hours.
Dude, I don't either. He's a madman. I put him over hard a few times on this week going like, I struggled to stay up tonight to do this podcast. That dude stayed up for 40 straight hours, right? Like Monday night, I was struggling, but I was like, I got to do the show. I said I would do it. But he's a warrior, dude. I know I could tell you, like, you could tell. Like, I think my show, that the block of shows that I did with him was definitely around, like, and like that breaking point, because he was getting a little testy with me, but I wasn't helping my case because I was just pushing buttons and stuff. But to his credit, like, I was like, dude, I'm not mad at you. Like, you're tired. Like, you're absolutely cranky right now. But he powered through. He raised
2700?
Yeah, like $2,700. He originally set a goal for like $1,500, so he smashed it. Like, and he had a bunch of really fun content that went on the whole day. So,
oh no, it was a good time. I kept tuning in and out. It was one of those streams where, like, you know, you even when you're not commenting necessarily, you're tuning in and out of it.
Yeah.
But I will say, it was funny to be there. Like, I'd be going to bed and I'd have it on, then turn off and be like, oh man, I get to sleep for the next however many hours, and then wake up and he's still there. You're like,
oof. Yeah. Like, I told him, I was like, because I had a rare weekend where I had all my boys together. So I was like, no offense, Boris, but I'll do my stuff and I'll pop in here and there. I would have hung out a lot more. But it was funny after like the stream we did, I was like, I felt kind of bad going to bed. I was like, I get to go lay down and sleep for 8 hours and I don't have to be up in the morning. And then, like you said, you wake up and Boris is still chugging along. And I just felt bad. Because I told him, I was like, I would have hung out with you for some of those wee hours. But I had my oldest son came down and didn't have to work this weekend or have a sporting event going on. So he had time to hang out with me. So we watched Peacemaker all night. I went to bed early.
Yeah, it makes sense. By the way, plug up, Big G's asking, do you consider chili to be soup?
I consider it to be soup, I guess. It's in the family. It's soup adjacent. Like, I know Ryan's, I could see the way you're looking at me that you don't consider it soup, but I mean, is it chowder than a soup?
Yes. Here's what I'm going to
say. We've had this discussion before.
We have. But I have a clear distinction here. If you were to go to a restaurant and you were to say what soups do you have, you will never hear a chili mentioned.
That's not true. I've heard soup. We've got chili today and chicken noodle. By the way, Asian Joseph, to make sure that you pay me, you guys get paid.
Yeah, sure. I'll get to you on that. Sure.
You guys get paid. I don't not consider it. I don't think it's hearty for sure. What would you, is it its own thing?
I'm not hard into I'm not going to sit here and fight it, but like, I know Big G's saying it's under soups on the menu. I consider it its own thing. Same. They're their own category.
Well, the AI overview on Google says that no, chili is not a soup, but it's more accurately classified as a stew. But I also would be like, if you had a nice beef stew, I'd be like, that's in the soup family, but it's not a soup. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
I wish I could comment more. I mean, I know how good Red Velvet is, but I wish I could comment more on her title reign, but I don't watch ROH often.
Well, there's two problems to that. One, you don't watch ROH, which is fair. Two, she's been hurt, so it's been tough to...
It's tough to get a beat on it.
I always wanted to see her, and I'm enjoying this match, so I can't be critical. I always wanted to see her versus Mercedes, because I felt they had a similar style, which is they both tend to throw their bodies around a little bit.
Yeah, you're seeing that here tonight.
What?
You're seeing that in this match between the two of them.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm enjoying this match.
Well, you know why I don't watch ROH as much as I'd like is because they counter-program between two beards.
They purposely did that, too.
Oh, for sure. What I do with ROH is I'll binge watch it, or I'll definitely put it on if I'm like doing something and I need some background, and I'll definitely put it on. But I always contest there's only so much wrestling in the day, in the week that you can fit in, you know? Like some of those guys that literally watch everything, I'm like, how do you do it? Like how do you do it? I'm proud of you.
Yeah, I mean I'm with you. I tend to do what you said, like I will I'll binge watch it. Like I'll do a few in a row and like try to catch up, because it's inconvenient, and also they don't book it like it matters.
Yeah. Like this is the most high profile ROH match they've had on TV in a while. And the major contention with that is, why isn't this on ROH? That's always the main contention when they do ROH stuff on Dynamite or Collision. They go, why don't you just do that on the service that I have to pay for? But, oh, we got a countdown to Full Gear next. Are we live watching the countdown? No.
Yeah, okay. We're already in the overrun here.
But are you saying you're not having fun hanging out with me, Ryan?
Plug, I love hanging out with you, but we're already in the overrun.
I hear you.
They gave this the main event.
Yeah, we got big boy jobs in the morning too.
Yeah, that's always the problem.
Yeah.
Listen, if people want to pay me lots of money to do this, I'll do this instead.
I think that's the consensus for a lot of us. Like, hey, if you guys want to just pay me to watch wrestling and talk about it all day, I'd happily do that than go to work. Especially, I work in retail, man. This is the time I wish I could avoid having to work. Because it's just so busy.
Yeah, I mean, this is the time
And the nature of my position is always rooted in problem solving. It's not rooted in, like, there's a fire, I need you to put it out.
No, that's the worst.
You know what I mean? Which, again, I'm not complaining too much. I have a pretty solid gig. But, I mean, it is one of those, like, this time of year with the increased amount of people in the building. Yeah. You're just like, I don't know what to do first.
Yeah,
I would like a little bit more from Statlander on this commentary, though. I got to be honest. Like, she's doing okay, but I want her to really, like, show us, really give me some insights here.
Do her a lot of favors. This is not her...
No, strong suit.
No, yeah.
Like, she really benefited when she had Stokely to do a lot of the talking for her. That really helped back in the day. I don't know if you put a mouthpiece with her now, but yeah, but you can see, like, right there, she's like, I'm not 100% sure what you want me to say.
Yeah.
So, but this is how you get better with it, though, right? You put her on these spots, you have her work through it. Like, it's not like she can't get better, but right now you're like,
Yeah, she's one of those wrestlers, Lisa's right now, who's better with a few words here and there.
Yeah.
And overall, she's great at wrestling. Let her wrestle.
And if you think I'm just dogging on her because it's Chris Statlander, Roman Reigns was the same way, guys. He didn't start getting on the mic until he only kept it to like a few beats of promo, and Heyman worked with him. So there's hope. I promise you.
Yeah, I mean, that's actually exactly it. He struggled for a while, and then he landed his features of what he'd say. Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, what was that? Oh.
I don't know what that was, but I loved it.
Oh, Statler's pissed. I was like, yeah, why didn't you leave the other belt over there? Because you don't need it anymore? She got rid of the interim belt? So
I guess so, yeah.
She just left it by its wayside. I do like this, though. You have 12 belts. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. That was cool. She threw those belts, but she don't have the top prize. Does she win the top prize at Full Gear?
I hope not. I kind of like her without it.
How many times are they going to put her in the world championship matches and she doesn't win it, though?
But I think that's the key.
Yeah? Okay. 14 belts, Monet, baby.
83 belts, Monet.
I know, right? When does it end? Like, how many belts does it take?
All of them.
I'm of the proponent that I think, yeah, go for it. But what's the number? 25? Like, what's 100? Like, at some point, the number's going to have to start dwindling as well. Not that I'm advocating for that, because I'm a big Mercedes Moné fan.
Yeah, the number will have to start. I don't know. I mean, I think she's going to lose a lot of them in quick succession.
Yeah.
I think
she's going to go crazy in the process.
Yeah, I don't think she signed with the Indies too. I mean, I don't think she did these things with the Indies with any of them thinking she's going to hold those belts for long term or anything like that. I think it's like get a quick pop, move on, which is perfect. It's what she wants. It's what it helps them out. I just want to know what the hell that finisher was. Jesus Christ.
That was gnarly. I liked it.
I don't think it's something she can do with everyone, but
yeah. No, that was it. It was a nice touch. It's in the main event. It was a very solid match with her and Red Velvet. Why not throw something out there in that finisher style that we haven't seen her do before? Also, it works, too, because you got Chris Statlander out there scouting you, and now Chris Statlander has to worry about whatever the hell that was, right? So it kind of it all played pretty well. I liked it.
It all makes sense.
58 belts, Monet, baby. Let's go.
Let's go. So that was our Dynamite review / Collision watch along. Like I said, these are just because there's no way I'd want to be starting a review right now. I'm perfectly honest why we do it this way. I really appreciate Pluggo for joining me. So Pluggo,
yeah.
I know we just talked about the 35 shows you've done this week.
Yeah.
So try to simplify it. When you're not here, where are you traditionally found?
Super easy. I am traditionally found at Pluggo on all social media platforms. You search Pluggo, my face pops up. Every Thursday night, I'm with JPGA over on Love Wrestling CA on all social medias for Between Two Beards. And if you want to know what we got going on in Between Two Beards, like I said, Phil Lindsay of Fightful and Grapsody is going to be on Talking Full Gear with us tomorrow night. That's at B2Beards on all those social medias. My weekly independent wrestling podcast comes back Saturday at 4 Exposure Pod, where we break down the indies. And then all of my writings are up on lovewrestling.ca right now.
Wow, that you got through that quicker than I expected for all the 300 things you do.
I simplify. Just follow me and everything I do will pop up. And all the shows that I do, I try to promote them as much as possible.
I will follow you.
Follow you. Where you may go. Sister Act, bro.
I love that you knew exactly where I was coming from. Yeah. That song too. I wasn't.
Sister Act, dude. Such a great, underrated two movies, man. I love those.
That's so good. So you can find me on all our socials at Mark Order Pod. You can also follow my history blog and show at hereforhistory.com, at Here for History on YouTube, where I'm doing now podcasts. Weekly. So feel free to check those out. There should be a new one out this week. I'll get back to writing as well. I'm trying to catch up on the podcast. I'll do the live at Here for History on socials or @_HereForHistory. Please be cool and check that out. Yeah, Pieces. We did a live watch along this week so that I didn't have to start reviewing at 11, but I appreciate you coming in late. The fact that you thought of us at all is highly appreciated.
Yeah, check that out on the rewatch, man.
Yeah. I mean, you get to see us just hang out, talk a little Dynamite, talk a little Collision, talk a little. We talked some other stuff that I don't remember at this point, but we did talk stuff. Soup, chili, How I Met Your Mother.
And that's about it. Have you watched the How I Made Your Mother podcast? Have you been listening to that?
No.
It's so good.
I'll have to watch it then.
They break down each episode. It's Ted and the guy who created it, Carter, and they have guests on and stuff, but they they like break down each episode and kind of explain why they did what they did. It's actually really fun. Anyway, we can talk all about right, that later. So.
Jesus, it's not your bad. We don't usually do it this way, but you know, again, I just couldn't think about starting right now. So with that, I'm going to put over the outro and hit play on the outro.